Welcome to a World of Good podcast. I'm Nate Tatman.
And I'm Andrew Gale.
And we are two friends
who love Jesus,
care about the church,
and travel the world to share stories of people who do the same.
Our conversations happen in all kinds of places.
Like a coffee shop in an airport terminal.
Or even the back of a crowded taxi.
But no matter where we go, from Argentina to Zimbabwe,
we capture stories of the good God is doing around the world.
And we hope those stories will do you a world of good. Welcome to a World of Good podcast. My name is Andrew Gale, and we are in the Church of God Ministries studio. I think it's only like the second time I've recorded in here, and I have three wonderful guests with me, the Stocksdale kids. And so I'm going to have them introduce themselves. We're doing a special series on missions kids and what it's like to be a missions kid. And so we get to hear from the Stocksdales today. So would you go ahead and introduce yourself so that people know who you are?
Hi, everyone. My name is Olivia Grace Stocksdale, and I am age 11.
Awesome. 11 years old. And who's next to you?
Hello. My name is Declan Jeremiah Stocksdale, and I'm 6 years old.
6 years old. Awesome.
Six and a half.
So almost. You're getting close to seven then.
Hi, my name is Simeon Isaiah Stocksdale. I am 9 years old, and I'm in fourth grade.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing, Simeon. So we have some fun swivel chairs, don't we? So we'll see if we get ourselves in trouble with swivel chairs. But they're really comfy, aren't they?
I kind of like it.
So tell me, Olivia, where you live. For those that don't know, this is the first time they're getting to hear your voices. Can you tell the people listening where you guys live? Where does your family live?
Me and my family live in Botswana, Africa.
For those that don't know, do you know kind of where Botswana is in Africa?
No.
Is it in the north part of Africa?
No.
Or the south? No, correct. It's in the south part of Africa?
Yes.
Yes, South Africa.
It's right next to South Africa.
Okay, so it borders with South Africa. Do you know any of the other countries it's close to?
It's close to Namibia.
Yeah.
I don't know any.
Yeah, that's awesome. Those are two of the countries it borders. It's right there in the center, right? Right in the center of Southern Africa.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. So tell me, you go to school. The city that you're in is called Moun.
Yes.
And you go to school in Moun.
Yes.
So tell me, what grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade at Motswani Primary School.
Awesome. And tell me about school. What's a normal day of school look like for you? What time do you have to be there? That kind of stuff.
We have to be there at least 7:35 because it starts at 7. No, it starts at 7:45, but that's only for us to get to our classes because real class starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay, awesome. So Declan, tell me, what are some of the classes that you take? What kind of things are you learning at school? You're 6 years old, right?
Yes.
Well, so what do you learn as a six-year-old?
I'm sort of learning sums like subtraction and plus.
Yeah?
And I'm also learning some handwriting.
Okay.
Because we're just starting standard one, and next year I'm starting standard two. The activities I do.
Yeah, what activities do you do at school?
We do swimming, we do PE, and we do art, but it's too cold for swimming, so we're gonna...
Too cold in Moun for swimming?
Yeah, so we're canceling it for now, and so...
Yeah.
We usually do PE
okay.
on Wednesdays and Fridays, and we do art on, I think it's Wednesdays.
You're pretty active, though. You like to do lots of physical stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
I've seen you run. You like to be outside playing, I can tell.
Yeah, I really play with my friends a lot. And I miss them right now, especially my dogs. My dogs are Satunia and Tux. One of them is a Great Dane, and the other is a Great Dane. And one is black, and one is gray and white. It only has the tiniest bit of white on its head.
Oh, fun. I know. I've met Satunia. I don't think I met your other dog, though. I think you got Tux? That more. Yeah, I think you got Tux more recently.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I met Satunia when I was there, but I don't think I met Tux. So Simeon, tell me, what kind of things do you like to do at school? What are some of your favorite subjects that you're learning?
My favorite subjects? Well, I love to write stories, but stories is only in standard four, in grade four, and that's the grade I'm in.
Okay.
And I also like PE and swimming.
Yeah.
Library, too, because library is also an activity.
Yeah. You love to read, right?
Yeah, I love to read, yeah. So reading too.
That's awesome.
I also like math.
Yeah.
And Declan didn't mention, but we also have afternoon activities that take place after school.
Oh, cool. Like after school stuff that you do.
Yeah.
Okay, Declan forgot to say something. He can share it. Go for it.
My afternoon activity, hip-hop on Monday.
Hip-hop?
Yeah.
Like dancing hip-hop?
Uh-huh.
Well, can you show us any moves?
Okay.
Here, I'll hold the mic and show me some hip-hop moves. He needs lots of space for this one. Okay. Okay, just one really good hip-hop move for us.
Do the Johnny one. No.
So you put your foot here.
Yeah.
And then your hand here and your foot out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is awesome. You've obviously been learning how to do hip hop.
I can't. He teached me too. And anyone who's out there who has watched Sing 2, that you must know that move because Johnny does it.
Oh, it's the Johnny move in Sing 2. I love Sing 2.
I also do hip hop after school. It's an after school activity. So yeah. We do it at the school. So like,
hold this for you.
So you'll turn your right foot to the, you'll turn its heel to the left, but you'll do the opposite with the other foot. You'll turn the front of your foot to the left, and then you'll switch.
Oh, yeah. You kind of glide across the floor?
Yeah, like this.
Oh, yeah. That's so fun.
I can do it faster when I don't have shoes on.
This isn't a great floor for hip-hop dancing.
Yeah, it isn't.
Yeah. Well, tell me, when you're in Botswana, for those that don't know, do they speak English there?
They do speak English, but, I mean, they can speak English.
But do you have to learn another language as well to talk to people?
Actually, we don't. Well, my parents do, but not really us. We try our best to learn the language, but we don't know it. That much. I mean, we know the basics and we're learning it in school, like Dumela, hello is hello, and all that.
And so people may not know, what language is that?
It's called Setswana.
Okay, so in Botswana, they speak Setswana.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And Dumela, I say that? Dume?
Yep, Dumela. It means hi or hello.
Okay, so our listeners now know how to say hi or to hello to any of the people that they meet that are from Botswana.
But remember, if you're talking to like a lady, you say Dumela Ma. That means hello, ma'am. Uh-huh. And if you're talking to a man, you say Dumela Ra, which means hello, sir.
Is language difficult for you, or do you love learning those little things about language?
It can be hard, but those little things are not hard at all. You learn them in no time.
It becomes normal for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you guys go to church in Botswana as well?
Yes.
Have you gone to the church in the United States as well?
Yes.
So they're the same?
No.
They're pretty different, right?
Very different.
Okay, so tell me some of the things that, for someone who only goes to church in the United States, what might they see different if they went to a church in Botswana?
Well, if they went to a church in Botswana, they definitely find the fact that they dance in church different.
Yeah.
So,
your hip-hop skills would come in handy. I'm kidding a little bit. I'm
not
really
exactly.
Not hip-hop dancing.
You don't do advanced dancing. You basically shuffle your feet and move around a little.
They move, right? There's lots of movement.
Yes. But when we're in America, it's standing and sitting.
Yeah, it's a lot less of the movement. Declan, do you want to tell us about church in Botswana? What's your experience in church in Botswana?
My experience is like, I like to play with my Botswana friends.
Yeah.
Like Kosi and Shaman, Aziel, and all those people.
Yeah.
And I like to spend time with them.
Yeah.
And I also like to dance in church, but I don't usually do that. I'm sort of a shy person, but when I was like 5, I was 9. So I'm not that shy anymore.
Yeah.
And
we can change a lot, can't we, as we grow up? Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I like to do things like go to Sunday school.
Yeah. What's Sunday school like for you?
Sunday school is like school, but just it's on Sunday.
Well, that makes a lot of
sense. And you do some, coloring sometimes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. You get to see your friends, right?
Yeah.
You love seeing, it sounds like you really like relationships and people.
Yeah, I do.
That's awesome.
And I like to go to school.
Yeah.
And see my friends, but right now I'm doing homeschool and it's not that much fun.
Yeah, it's sad when we don't get to see our friends, is it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Soon. You'll get to see your friends soon, right?
Next month.
Next month, okay.
Because we're leaving at the end of September.
Yeah.
And the good news about that is that we're spending my birthday on the end of September, so then you guys get to spend it with me.
You get 2 birthdays?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's awesome. That's so smart. You're so tricky. Simeon, do you want to tell us about church? What are some of your favorite things about church?
Well, I love Sunday school. I go to it every time, except if it's rain. If it's raining, there's no Sunday school, and we have to go in the church. And,
so is Sunday school outside then?
Yeah, it's outside, but let me tell 2 stories.
I'd love for you to. Tell me 2 stories.
One story is when our Sunday school was really bad at Kaboom, one of the church I'm telling about.
Yeah, Kaboom's the name of one of the churches, right?
Yeah. It was the Sunday school was really bad, and 2 teachers was passed. But then a woman who just came to church, her name is Rachel. You might know it from Mom and Dad when it's videos or something. And Rachel came in and did the Sunday school, and she did it wonderfully.
Oh, good.
And it's so good. And she helped the children learn and do good.
That's awesome.
And then she even helped the other teachers fit in when she said there's lots of people in Sunday school. She said, let's split them up. The little kids from like the kids,
yeah,
from the teenagers. Me and Olivia are in a group together. Declan's in a group with Shema.
Okay.
And all the teenagers are booked together.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So each teacher does each one. Rachel does one, and another teacher does the teenagers, and I forget what the name of the teacher who does me and Olivia's class's name is.
That's awesome. How long is church for you? Is it longer in Botswana or longer in the United States?
Longer in Botswana.
Yeah, I remember that. They do lots more singing and lots more sharing and dancing.
I really like dancing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Story.
You're right. You said 2 stories. Sorry. Tell me the other one.
Well, the second story was that before long, it was getting really hot at the church.
Yeah.
And we're really cold. I think it was really cold. And so we couldn't stay outside. So they made this really old building. They fixed it up a bit. So it had a bit of broken windows.
Yeah.
That's just been recently made the new Sunday school place.
That's awesome. So tell me about where you live, Olivia. Your house, you have 2 dogs there. Try to describe the neighborhood that you're in. Do you have lots of streets in the neighborhood where you're in? Do you have lots of neighbors? What does it look like when you drive out of your house?
Well, all the houses are really spaced.
Yes, there's lots of space in between.
Yes, and there aren't a bunch of roads. The roads that are there are dirt roads, kind of bumpy. And where the roads aren't, there's a bunch of trees, leaves, plants.
It's kind of build your own way to get to the house, right? I feel like there are roads, but you can kind of go off and go a different direction and go a different way because there's no paved roads, right? I mean, it's all just kind of out in the middle of everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that different? That's different than maybe your experience in the States?
Yes.
Yes. So tell me about some of the animals that you see in Botswana. Have you gotten to go on any safaris or go travel anywhere where you've seen any animals?
Oh, yes. We've been on a lot of safaris.
So what kind of things do you see when you go on a safari? What animals are normal in Botswana?
The animals that are normal in Botswana when you go on safari are elephants, giraffes, zebra, baboons, warthogs, and impala. Impala is a type of antelope.
Yeah.
And other stuff like that.
That's incredible. So those are not the same kind of animals that you see when you drive around here in the U.S. It's a very different group of animals.
Very different.
So Declan, what's your favorite animal that you've seen on a safari?
My favorite has been leopard. We've literally only seen one leopard, but my mom and dad went on a trip without us.
Oh my goodness. How dare they?
And they saw a cheetah.
No way, a cheetah?
And they named it Mr. Special. And
that is pretty awesome.
Came back home and told us. No fair.
They got to see a cheetah.
Also, I like to see lions. They're sort of rare now, but when we first got there, they were very rare and we liked them.
Do any of these animals come up close to your house?
No.
No, they stay pretty far away.
But
except for hippos.
Hippos. So you have hippos that come up close to your house?
And also, can I tell a story?
Yeah. Yeah, Declan, you can tell a story.
My dad was on a run. He was running back. He was going to turn to the corner at the old bridge. And then a lady was like, stop, grabbing out for his hand.
Yeah.
And then he was just having his headphones on and just relaxing, but then he took them out and said, what? And then they looked and turned back, and then they saw a hippo.
No way. And your dad saw a hippo on a run?
Yeah, and dad was so crazy that he yelled, thank you, to this lady.
Yeah, for warning him, right?
And then the hippo just turned its head at them, and then they did the exact thing you're not supposed to do, which is run.
Run, oh my goodness.
And then dad running with a bunch of African ladies.
hippo. This is a great image. Your dad running with a bunch of African ladies away from a hippo.
And luckily the hippo didn't chase them.
Yeah, that is lucky.
It was wanting to get to the other side to get in that water.
Yeah.
And there's a fence with some...
The hippo was or your dad was?
The hippo.
The hippo. Your dad wasn't trying to get in the water.
Yeah. No. And the hippo, it just literally walked through the fence without getting hurt. It was just And then there was a big hole.
In the fence?
Yeah, and then it just... walk to the water.
Oh my goodness. That seems like an unbelievable story. Olivia, how much of it is true?
Most of it.
That's a good honest statement. Most of it. So I forgot to ask Simeon, what's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal?
That you've seen, while you're in Botswana.
Well, I've seen or just my favorite.
Your favorite animal.
My favorite animal would be a cheetah.
Oh yeah. You haven't seen it. We heard that story. Maybe sometime. Okay, so any fun stories you want to share before we close out?
Well, there was this one time It's not exactly funny, but it's a fun story.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, I've got two. So the first one involves another hippo. The gate was closed and our dogs were barking like crazy. And finally, Dad decided to go and check what the world was going on. Me and my brothers were inside watching a show, so like we had no clue what the world was going on. So my dad went out, and it's a very good thing he is not small, because he, instead of opening the gate, he leaned over the fence, and only a very few feet away from the gate was a hippo.
Wow, so you have hippos that come that close to your house?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we left it alone, just left it there because we yeah. did not want to upset it and yeah. have it ruining things. So, yeah, there's that story. And then the next story is on Easter. It was this year, actually.
Okay. This must be a good story.
Yes, it is. We got home from church, and it was the first time ever our dog, Tux, had not come to greet us. He was, like, stayed in a corner, just stuck still, staring at something. And finally, he came over to us, and we were starting to walk, and Mom saw something, and she said, "Wait, is that a snake?" So Dad got a little closer and said, "Yep, it's a snake." So me, Simeon, Declan, and Mom immediately got inside because me and Mom are very afraid of snakes. And, yeah. of course, the boys, well, it was basically for safety.
Yeah.
Simeon just wanted to read a book. And yeah. Declan, well, we'll get to that later. Anyway,
and you made your dad take care of it?
We didn't make him. It was his choice.
You didn't lock him out there?
Why would we do that?
I don't know.
Anyway, so my dad was looking. He was trying to figure out how to get rid of the snake. Finally, they got Declan out of the house. And Declan sat on top of the truck, like, watching out for the snake.
So you were the lookout?
Yeah.
You were the lookout. Wow. Helping your dad make sure that he got the snake.
The snake was actually quite humongous.
So how big did you guess he was? 3.5 feet, your dad.
3.5 feet.
Wow, that's a big snake.
3.5 feet. So it was humongous. And Dad looked it up. And we were very lucky because it was harmless.
Oh, good.
Not harmful.
Yeah.
So
it's still a snake.
Yeah. Declan, actually, I don't know why he did this, but Declan actually touched the snake's tail once Dad got it on the rake.
What'd you think?
I touched it outside of the gate.
Oh, the outside of the gate before?
Let it go.
Oh, so like you went after it.
No, we didn't go after it. We just let it go off the stick and go back. But first, we touched its tail and then we let it.
That's awesome.
So we were able to get rid of the snake, but that was actually very scary.
Yeah.
And I definitely had to wash my hands.
Yeah.
Can I tell you one funny story?
Yes, one funny story. Let's hear it.
This one's not funny for Mom and Olivia because they did not like this. But one night, we were going inside from something. I forgot where we went. And then when Dad was unlocking the door.
You just talk a whole.
I yelled, "Scorpion!" And then Mom and Dad, and then Mom and Olivia screamed. And then I said, "Tricked you."
That was not very kind. And, do you have scorpions in your home?
Yes.
So
I have a second story, too.
There could have been a scorpion.
I have a second story, too. Can
I tell? Yeah, go for it.
Well, this one time, after lunch, we always have our iPad time, and we were just sitting on our iPad, and Dad was out the side doing some gardening work, I think, and then he came inside and said, I found a scorpion, guys. And then we're like, what? And then we left our iPads there, and then we checked outside. It was like in the corner of the steps where we walk in. And like right there was sitting a scorpion.
Oh my goodness.
And then the only thing that kills scorpion is hot water. Oh. So Dad got some hot water and he poured it on the scorpion. And then the only thing I could have said was, don't kill it. Because he's killing God's creation.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, don't kill nature.
But you don't want to get hurt by a scorpion either. That's kind of a tough one.
It was very dangerous.
Yeah, you
Olivia
don't want dangerous
says,
things in your house.
Yeah. And also, then we went back inside and then just relaxed. And then Dad just kept on working. And then that was...
Thanks, sir. That's a good story. Simeon, did you want to give any last story?
So we are driving on the road. Then we saw like a tire. Then we turned and then we found out it was a snake.
Oh, wow.
A cobra.
So it looked like a tire, but it was a snake.
Yeah.
It must have been a pretty big snake.
A tire. Yeah. So Dad did something I wish I could do myself. He got the door to see the snake. I wish I did that myself anyway. So a bunch of men were already examining it, and it went to a bush. So Dad and the other men, Batswana men, they went to the bush, and then all of a sudden the snake could have spit at Dad.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't.
Yeah, oh my.
But it didn't, and instead it just shot past him. It was only like a foot away from his foot.
Oh my goodness.
He was just froze. He didn't do any reactions.
Well, I'm glad he didn't.
Went up a tree, and then Dad went back. And he said, I think you're right, or something to Mom, because Mom said she wasn't gonna go out there, so... Yeah. That's my story.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, we're going to be done in just a second, though, so you can say one more thing.
And Dad said, I will not do that again.
Yeah, it is scary. It is scary to go after a snake. Olivia, you want to say bye to everybody?
Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Olivia, Simeon, Declan. Thank you so much for being with me today. Thanks for sharing your stories. I hope people enjoyed hearing about Botswana and these awesome missions kids.
Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a podcast production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us at Twitter at A World of Good Pod, on Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/A World of Good. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.